Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Nelson Simmons. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Steve Kiefer. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Burtzes. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffin for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. Garby takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins strikes out. Heath drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brookins out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hill reaches second base with a double. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bochy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garbi hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiefer strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. There goes Lemon. The throw from Heath to second, and Lemon is out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Hill moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. Hill moves to third. Collins moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Steve Kiefer. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing third base. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gibson moves to second. Keith Atherton now pitching. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Griffin moves to second. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bochy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bochy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hill strikes out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.